Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefila audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hani Gottlieb, and today we will focus on the prayer Uvchen Ten Pachdecha. It's that time of fear again. August drifts along at its drowsy, lazy, leisurely pace, with long days spent lounging outdoors between hammock and pool with family and friends. Slowly, we inch our way towards September, when the new school year will force us back into a structured routine of early mornings, of alarm clocks, and the daily march of demanding to-do lists. For us Jews, there is yet another transition in mood at this time of year. As the month of Elul appears on the horizon, heralding Tishrei, the most intense month in the Hebrew calendar. And like a boisterous schoolboy, willing August to stretch beyond its 31 days, I suspect I'm not alone in pulling the metaphorical blanket over my head, wishing to hold on to the last moments of blissful summer and to disregard Elul's urgent message to shape up. Elul spells fear of divine judgment and retribution, and that fear makes me nervous and uncomfortable. I find myself fearing fear itself. I have been there before, wishing to skip this tense, frightening months of Elul with its call for self-scrutiny, digging up wrongdoings I'd rather forget, burdened by guilt and fearing the consequences of my poor choices. Wouldn't a smooth August-September transition be a happier way to celebrate the Jewish New Year? As a teaching colleague and friend once put it, we start the new semester trying to catch our breath, while at the same time riding the emotional roller coaster of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. My friend often finds herself thinking, I can't wait for Cheshvan, the months following Tishrei, where there are no frantic Jewish landmarks to punctuate the quiet routine. One strategy I made use of in the past to combat this discomfort was to focus on the less daunting aspects of the days of awe. The joy evoked by the coronation of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and the happiness of achieving atonement on Yom Kippur. Perhaps this celebratory tone is a more positive and affirming way to approach a new year, simultaneously serving to protect me from those uncomfortable feelings. Yet, eliminating the element of fear completely from the holidays known as the days of awe is not really in line with the liturgy that we read. Capturing the essence of these days, our sages instituted a special prayer in which we beseech Hashem to imbue us with fear. This prayer is incorporated in the third blessing of every Amidah prayer of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Uvchen Ten pachdecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. And so, grant that your awe, Hashem, will be upon all your works, ve'eimatcha al kol ma shebarata, and your dread upon all you have created. Fear, it seems, is not just an inevitable side effect of the days of judgment. It is an integral feature that we actually request in every one of the 13 Amidah prayers of the High Holidays. How am I supposed to petition for the gift of fear while at the same time trying so hard to avoid it? Echoing my sentiment, an eminent psychiatrist, acutely aware of the unhealthy mental toll that fear has on mankind, once suggested to Rav Soloveitchik that if he personally had the authority, he would omit this prayer. Why should one pray for fear when fear or anxiety is one of the major causes of mental illness? In response, the Rav elaborated on the universal experience of fear, listing the various vulnerabilities that are innate to the human condition. Quote, everyone seems to be beset with fears of all kinds. Some are afraid that they will not be able to succeed in their careers. Others fear losing their health or status, or that they will fail to attain sufficient prominence. Many people are afraid of sickness and bodily weakness. In generations past, fear of leprosy engulfed the world. Today, people live in fear of cancerous growth. Many people do not go to see a doctor even when they have pains, lest it diagnose the disease. End quote. And in 2020, robbed of the security of a predictable world, Corona tops the list of anxiety triggers that has afflicted all humans. The Rav continues his analysis of fear in his drasha as brought down in the book on repentance, page 223. I'm not a psychiatrist, he says, but I do know that one major source of fear can wipe out all of these lesser fears. What fear can overtake man, thereby uprooting all other fears, such as that of failure, of poverty, of old age, of rejection, or of disease? Only the fear of the Lord. That is the reason behind the expression in the High Holidays prayer. Cast your fear, O Lord our God, upon all your handiwork, and your awe upon all that you have created. We pray that this great fear will free us from those other ones which lurk everywhere, upsetting our lives. Or as Rabbi Rachamim Buchois of Gerba so eloquently put it, if you fear the one, you will fear no one. If you don't fear the one, you will fear everyone. With this beautiful message, the prominent Dayan of Gerba sought to encourage his anxious son about to embark on the hazardous trip to the land of Israel. In the late 1800s, the sea voyage from Tunisia to the Holy Land was indeed fraught with dangers. Yet the fear of the one can redeem us from every other fear. In other words, a fear-free life is not an attainable goal, nor is it a desirable one. We are hardwired to experience fear. We need fear. It keeps us from harm. It protects us from getting burned, from falling off the cliff, from entering a place of mortal danger. It is a survival instinct, a gift from God. Yet like any other emotion, it has to be balanced to allow us to function well. On the days of awe, we're not asking for more anxieties and phobias. Our prayer to be granted divine fear is in fact a remedy for all the lesser fears that afflict us, threatening our mental well-being. With that in mind, we can understand the frequent commandment addressed to the giants of faith in the Torah when they face dire circumstances. Al tira, fear not, implying that they indeed felt fear too. The most courageous heroes, Avraham, Moshe, David, were not fearless. Only a fool is fearless when dangers are real. The hero, however, is the one who somehow hears God's urging, Al tira, and acts in spite of his or her fears. A careful reading reveals that the commandment not to fear the impending dangers is in most instances followed by reassuring of the divine's presence. Just when they felt most vulnerable, most alone, so many of our prophets heard and delivered God's message of hope. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be frightened, for I am your God. As we edge our way closer to Hashem through the months of Elul, slowly closing the gap that has separated us from Him, we come to the Day of Judgment and plead to be imbued with the fear of heaven that will release us of all our debilitating fears. We ask to be constantly cognizant of the heavenly umbrella, metaphorically speaking, so that we do not need to worry about the elements, to focus on the one and only who is really in control of every aspect of our lives, instead of wrongly attributing power to earthly sources, be it the president, our boss, Iran, cancer, or corona, or to the myriad other possibilities that are relevant in each of our personal lives. We conclude the long services of the days of awe with a verse from Psalms incorporated in the beautifully haunting piyut Adon Olam. Hashem li velo ira. God is with me, I shall not fear. We sing these treasured words as we make our way from the sanctuary to the outside world. Armed with an internal fear of Hashem, we are liberated of all other earthly fears. and ready to face with courage the perils of the outside. With the fear of the one deeply entrenched in our hearts, we fear no one. What a reassuring way to start a new year. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzhak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Ros Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister Celia Firestein, Cyril Bat Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/year for a list of daily sponsors.